Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello? Hey, hello? Someone let me out, please. Where are the lights? Ah! You can't pack humans into little containers like sardines and expect us to stay passively preserved for all eternity. Computer? System? I want to get out now. What? Look, just let me out of here. When I got the call, they took me to a bunker, and I remember climbing into the stasis pod and the doctor giving me a sedative, and they said when I woke up, the pod would open. I'm awake, unless I didn't actually go into stasis, and I just passed out inside the pod. Computer, what year is it? End stasis. Let me out of here, please. Why won't this open? Ow! What's that? Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me? Low oxygen? Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. This can't be happening. Computer, open the pod. Override stasis. Do something. You told me I'd be safe if I came here. You said they would help me. What about the security code? The one you gave me. Oh, what? What was the code? There was a 21 213 51 221. Yeah. 21 213 51 221. Stop beeping at me and say something. So this is it then. I'm trapped inside. No way out. I know you tried, Jackie. I wish I could see you one more time. Standing in the gallery next to your rock art with their song playing in the background. Just like the first time we met. Yeah, I'm definitely drifting off. Still, it was a nice song. So you're gonna sing along with me? I appreciate the accompaniment, but you gotta keep going. Like this. La 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 la. Oh, it's opening. The code.
our song? I can't believe you made it our song. Someone's there. Is someone there? Hey! Hey, I'm coming! You're not alone, okay? I'm coming.
My name is Dr. Katie Hall, and I'm alive. On Earth. I, along with 14 other people, went into stasis inside a subterranean bunker built by Sequoia Industries. A catastrophic failure stopped the pods from opening once stasis ended, and we don't know why. Fortunately, we all survived. Our main computer is offline, and our communication system won't connect with anyone, but it still records messages. I don't know if anyone else is alive out there, but on the off chance someone can hear me, please, let us know. Hey, you. Sorry I got so emotional in my last message, crying about us playing video games together. I'm doing better now, even though it's been a weird week, month. The days blur together when you can't go outside. Still, I'm all right, even though surface radiation levels register over 4,000 millisieverts. Millisieverts. I never thought that word would become part of my everyday vocabulary. I don't know if there was a bomb or if it's something from climate change, but it's a bona fide Chernobyl out there. But I'm not about to throw on a radiation suit and go exploring, even though some people are planning to do just that. His name's Pete Brinkley? He used to work in IT at Sequoia. Honestly, I wouldn't have put him on the essential to save list. For an IT expert, he can't even fix the main computer. Though, it's not like anyone needs a linguist after the apocalypse, so I'm not really one to criticize.
Fine! Roger, you are not getting the Christmas card!
But I digress. Pete presumes the stasis pods failed to open due to sabotage. I can't imagine why anyone would sabotage Sequoia's stasis systems. What's to gain from that?
Hey! There you are. I told you that thing doesn't work.
It's connected to the Mars colony.
No, it's not. You're just pinging dead equipment. Without the computer online, you're just screaming into the void.
Why are you wearing a rad suit?
Because I look rad in it. To go outside, I'm going outside.
Pete, we talked about this.
And things changed. The camera, what it...
Look, I get it. I want to go outside, too.
What do you think they left us these suits for? To hang in a closet while we sit around and starve to death?
We have 6 months of supplies. It's not prudent for you to risk everyone's safety to go adventuring.
I know you pulled us all out of the pods, and I should be... I mean, I am grateful for you saving me, but please, for the love of God, stop talking for a second. I'm trying to tell you, the camera saw someone moving outside a few minutes ago.
Wait, what? How could it do that?
I don't know, but someone's out there. Look, see for yourself. Do you see it? Right there.
Yeah, but are you sure it's human?
Well, actually, no. That's why I'm taking this.
Oh, a saw.
It's electric. For my protection. Roger wouldn't give me a gun.
Uh-huh. Wait, Pete. Pete. Let's discuss.
No, there's nothing left to discuss. I'm going out. I'm going out, Katie.
What was that?
It was what?
Hey, let go of it. Get off of him. Shut the door!
Mars Falls created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bose Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. These episodes featured Eli Baratza as Katie Hall, Dan Lovely as Andy, Sean Howard as Pete Brinkley, and Sam Bose Miller as The Bot. Written by Eric Saris and Seth Molosky with Dan Lovely. Directed by Eric Saris and Dan Lovely. Recording, dialogue, edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart. Music composed and assembled by Sam Bose Miller. If you want to hear the entire miniseries right now and support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Marsfall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus mini episodes, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you, and please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed these episodes.